Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Oliver Friesen, CEO of Golden Metal Resources. Welcome back, Oliver. How's life?
Yeah, things are good. Thanks for chatting again. I know we spoke recently, but obviously some pretty exciting news out. So looking forward to covering it and talking more about it.
Yeah, so obviously Golden Metal Resources has identified a substantial 10 square kilometer lithium conductor at the Kibby Basin Lithium Project in Nevada. The technical team conducted a comprehensive review of historical data, including a 2021 magnetolauric survey that revealed a highly conductive anomaly within the Kibby Basin, intersected by the company's lithium properties. Drilling in 2022 confirmed the anomaly as a thick zone of lithium brine mineralization, and this discovery holds great promise for the continuity of lithium brine in the company's properties, with expedited exploration efforts planned to capitalize on this opportunity. Sounds very exciting. Do you want to add a bit more color to that, please, Oliver?
Yeah, of course. So I think we discussed it previously, but just to give a bit more background here. So we acquired this property via staking a few months ago, and this was important because, first of all, it gives our investors exposure to what's a very exciting commodity right now. But most importantly, essentially at pennies on the dollar. I mean, if you were to go and acquire a property like this right now from a third party, I mean, I don't even know how much they'd ask for it, but it'd be a lot more than what we paid to stake it. So just firstly, a kudos to our technical team to you know, identify and most important to be able to move on an opportunity like this in very short order. And then obviously, once we were able to stake that ground, the next question is, okay, well, how prospective is this ground? What are we dealing with here? We knew there was lithium prospectivity in the basin, but I think with the results we put out today, it's just proven to us just how prospective this area is. And I shouldn't even say prospective because the company has already made a lithium discovery about 250 meters from our doorstep now. So I think it goes beyond prospectivity. I mean, there's proven lithium brines here. And most importantly, we have a huge part of that footprint. So we were able to acquire what now looks to be the very important extensions of this lithium brine mineralization onto our ground. So we're really, really pleased with this outcome, obviously, not only just to have a lithium property in a very important lithium jurisdiction, but I think more importantly, to have such high prospectivity for further lithium brine mineralization on our ground is obviously a great outcome. So we're looking forward to really digesting this data set and then determine what the next steps are going to be to start to unlock value here for our shareholders.
Yeah, I noticed I was looking at the RNS and I noticed something stood out quite instantly on there. Obviously, there's a map or the deposits within Nevada. And then we see the little arrow with the Kibby lithium properties. And then probably a number of kilometers, it's probably something like 120 kilometers as the crow flies. There is a nice arrow with the words Tesla Gigafactory next to it. Do you want to just talk about the significance of that location?
Yeah, of course. So Nevada is becoming a sort of a preeminent jurisdiction in the world for lithium discoveries. And I think we've discussed it before, but there's an area called the Lithium Triangle. And you made a really important point there because where our Kibby lithium properties are, if investors have a close look at that map, they'll see a real small cluster of mining symbols in the immediate area. And those are all lithium brine discoveries and soon to be operating mines. So you know, obviously the postcode is probably one of the most important things when you're exploring. If there's, you know, if you're looking for lithium and there's a lot of lithium next door, that's obviously a really good first start. But I think the reason that we've included the Tesla Gigafactory was just to show what Nevada is doing in terms of lithium and how important it is to start to develop these supply chains in the U.S. Obviously, Tesla is a huge consumer of lithium. And what they're looking to do there and the reason they opened the Gigafactory where they did is, it was, well, Reno's obviously a main hub, but most importantly, they saw the fact that so many amazing lithium discoveries were being made in Nevada. So obviously, to have the actual batteries made at the doorstep of where the lithium is being mined, that's just, you know, that's just smart business, right? You don't want to put a Gigafactory in the middle of the United States when all the lithium is being found elsewhere. So I think it just further proves how significant of a player Nevada is becoming in the lithium and you know, electric car space, and obviously we're in that neighborhood, and with the prospectivity we've shown now, I think things are getting pretty exciting there.
Very good, Oliver. I mean, a very interesting announcement, and yeah, looking at the maps, obviously there is somebody right next door to you, as you said, 250 meters away, who are basically saying there is lithium brine and a discovery there. So how do you think that Golden Metal Resources will play this? Is it a, let's take this lithium and get it out the ground, or is it take it to a prospective position and then sell it for a bucket load of cash?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. You know, it still is early days for sure. But I think with what we've proven so far, we've made it very clear that there's a very important story here. So in terms of how we start to push this forward, what's interesting is when we first put out the staking of this property, we kept the details quite close to the chest, so to say, because it was a staking opportunity. We don't want to disclose too much in terms of what we're doing, because we need to sort of get access to the results and then digest them. So we kept things very vague at the start there, and we certainly had some inbound interest as to what we were doing there. And ultimately what I said is, well, we need to really understand this opportunity a lot better before we have any conversations about what the next steps are. So now that we've acquired some of these data sets, and we've put out the release today, and obviously we have a lot of data internally as well, it now becomes an exercise of really digesting what we're dealing with here. The great thing is, you know, we are on BLM ground, which means really quick drill permitting if that's the plan forward. So with this news out today, we'll kind of let this digest in the market. Everyone's kind of looking for lithium right now. A lot of companies are looking for lithium opportunities. So we're going to digest the opportunity, really continue to hammer down and understand what the prospectivity and what the outcomes could be here. And then we'll certainly announce the market as soon as we can here as to what the next steps are going to be and what this could look like and how we're going to hopefully monetize this opportunity for our shareholders.
Yeah, I mean, what sort of upside do you think you've created just by finding the data set from the minimal amount of money you had to pay to stake the ground?
Well, I mean, as we discussed earlier, you know, a lithium discovery, brine discovery has been made pretty much on our doorstep. And if investors look at the map, they'll see it's very clear that that conductor, which is essentially showing you where these lithium brines are and this saline water is, very clearly extends directly onto our ground. And that's why we acquired the land that we did. So in terms of the value here, it's obviously tough to say. Some of the valuations and numbers being thrown around with companies with lithium prospects right now and many that don't look, in my opinion, obviously as good as what we have here, are pretty insane. So, you know, we need to do more work here, really digest this and then figure out how we can best push this forward for our investors. But
you did very well in not answering that question, Oliver. Well done. It's like, I knew you weren't going to answer it, but you did.
You're going to
well
get me in trouble, Kevin, so I got to be careful.
No,
but
not answer it. Yeah, no. I mean, we can't put figures on it, I suppose. That's the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
But from, you know, May, where we had effectively tungsten discovery that we knew what we had, and in terms of the jaw, and we had obviously the potential for upside in exploration in tungsten. This has now become a tungsten and lithium play. This lithium play is not just a small situation. This could be not a game changer, but a serious addition to this company.
I completely agree. And maybe to once again not answer your question, I mean, when we first put out this news that we had acquired these properties, our share price didn't move. So essentially, the market has valued this opportunity at zero. And what I can tell you is that it's worth more than that. But yeah, I mean, it's
be careful now. Be careful, Oliver. Don't give too much information away. It's worth
no, but I think it's
more than zero.
I think you made a really good point, though, that it's just another almost feather in the cap of the portfolio. I mean, Pilot Mountain is a standalone asset in any company with what we have and the criticality of that and what we're looking to do and help US reduce their reliance on China for tungsten. But, you know, now people who invest in Golden Metal Resources not only get exposure to that, but what I think is a very exciting lithium story, which we've gone over today, and that we're not even discussing the other three assets in the portfolio, which probably are deserving of a podcast each in their own right. So just further adding value to the portfolio and really giving our investors exposure to all the different ways which we can drive this business forward and what that might look like for each of the assets in the portfolio.
Yeah, we will not mention the Carolin Gold, is it?
Carolin type gold.
Carolin type gold, which is also in Nevada, not far away from where all these assets are. So anyway, take a good look. Listen to some of the podcasts that we've done before. If you haven't listened to Sunday Roast, that gives you an overview of Golden Metal Resources. We spoke to Oliver there. So, yeah, I mean, it's all very exciting, and I think there's lots of opportunity. I think the thing that really gets me interested is the US, the jurisdiction. The fact is that the US are desperate for these metals. They're going to help you finance them. I think whether that's physically agreed or not, they've got to help because they desperately need these things, these resources.
I mean, it's where the world's going, especially the Western world, is every country is looking to domesticate and shore up secure resources for critical metals. And tungsten is at the forefront of that movement because of its use in the defense industry. So, I mean, the criticality of that alone obviously gets me really excited. And as you mentioned, very important government conversations as to how we can mutually push this project forward. So, yeah, there's a lot to this story here. And, you know, September, October, November, and the rest of the year, it's going to be a very busy time. So we're looking forward to getting more news out and really just showing to listeners and investors what we're doing and how we're driving the business forward.
Oliver Friesen, CEO of Golden Metal Resources, thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, gents. And as mentioned, it's a busy period for us. So I'm sure we'll chat again soon and update the listeners as to what we've done over that time period. So looking forward to chatting again soon.
Very good. Thanks very much.
Thanks all for that.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.